Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
Joining me today is Diane Kimes, Executive Director of Heathcote Botanical Gardens, 5 acres of subtropical lushness on Savannah Road in Fort Pierce. Heathcote's 30th annual Fall Garden Fest will take place the weekend of November 18th and 19th, and their third annual Garden of Lights will kick off Thanksgiving weekend and run on Friday and Saturday evenings through the end of December. Diane, welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings.
Drew, it's so exciting to be here. Thank you so much.
So for someone who's never been to Heathcote, give us a brief audio tour of what they're going to find there.
It's a wonderful gem of a garden that is 5 acres tucked away off of US 1, and it's a combination of exotic trees and plants and flowering bushes and container gardens, quirky little nooks and crannies with our reflection garden. We have a beautiful herb garden. We have probably the largest public assemblage of tropical bonsai in the country that was created by Jim Smith, who gifted the collection to Heathcote back in 2009. And we created this beautiful gallery. And it probably is the serendipity of the gardens. People find Heathcote because we are part of the American Horticultural Society. So we're one of 300 gardens that if you're a member of Heathcote or other gardens, you can get reciprocal admission.
I'm speaking today with Diane Kimes, Executive Director of Heathcote Botanical Gardens in Fort Pierce. Tell me about your upcoming events. We'll start off with the annual Garden Fest. That's going to be the weekend of November 18th and 19th.
It's always the weekend before Thanksgiving, and we have incredible vendors from all across Florida. It's a great time. Since we look at the destruction that Irma caused all of us, it's a great time to replenish and plant our winter garden for the coming year. So it'll give you an opportunity to see wonderful tips on gardening as well as purchase some of your garden plants. We have wonderful orchid vendors, herb vendors, palm vendors from all across the state. So it's a great opportunity to come out and see the garden as well. And it's free and open to the community. And we'll have some entertainment. We'll have some refreshments. So it'll be a lot of fun.
And then after that, starting on Thanksgiving weekend, you've got your Garden of Lights. What's that about?
Oh, Garden of Lights is our third annual event. And it was the brainchild of Tom and Judy Salmon. And they brought this from Washington State. And we had a holiday lights festival in the garden, but not to this extent. And this is truly a kaleidoscope of color, and it's all about gardening. We have a garden bench. We have a pond in the middle of the main lawn that is transformed into this wonderful just sea of blue and everything that you find in our waters off our shores. We actually, this year, we have a couple new items that we've offered. We have a gator in the pond this year. We have egrets. You'll find snakes in the grass, spiders in the trees. It'll be a lot of fun, but stay tuned. If you've been to Garden of Lights for the first 2 years, you have to come back to see some of the new additions that the volunteers have done. And they've created all of this. They start right after New Year's, and there's about a dozen volunteers spearheaded by Tom and Judy's vision, and then they bring their own creativity to the lights, and they're all handmade. So you're not seeing a canned light festival. That's the unique part of it.
And I was going to ask you how people can get involved with Heathcote, and you kind of touched on it. Volunteerism is a big part of it.
Oh, it's huge. We could not maintain the 5 acres if it weren't for volunteers. Whether you love working in the gift shop or admissions or in the propagation area or just coming in and being involved in, you know, sitting in the office and answering phones or working on any of our projects, we would love to have volunteers. And the more the merrier, really.
I've been speaking today with Diane Kimes, Executive Director of Heathcote Botanical Gardens in Fort Pierce. We will have a link to them as well as an archive of this interview on our website, WQCS.org. Diane, thanks so much for coming in today and joining me on Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you, Drew. It's great to be here.
Till next time, I'm Drew Mello.